broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for Friday, September the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we are convinced the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is not just a suggestion. It is the supreme law of the land and is the critical restoration mechanism. Good, honest Americans standing with morality, turning to God, not government, obeying the checks and balances put forth in the supreme law of the land. That is the answer. That is the way forward. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. Quickly, let's start with a recap of yesterday's award-winning news delivery service, if you will. Breaking news, Rand Paul, in our fight to overturn Roe versus Wade, in our nation, says Senator Rand Paul. Video Rand Paul released on the Life at Conception Act. The Life at Conception Act will reverse Roe versus Wade and end abortion on demand in America. Let's work with the National Pro-Life Alliance. Clinton is calling abortion a fundamental human right. The Pope is attacking, saying that if we believe in pro-life, we need to tie DACA to that. All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is this is a big, 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 in my opinion, battle. One of the most important battles we have in America. We need to stand on the pro-life issue. The Republicans, I should say the insiders in the House, the Senate, and Donald Trump at the White House have already backed funding Planned Parenthood three times since Donald Trump has been in office. They have no intentions of defunding Planned Parenthood whatsoever. They have no plans on focusing on the pro-life issue. You say, Sam, why are you so negative? You know what? Support Rand Paul. Look, he's doing some good. I agree, and I support Rand Paul completely. He's got 11 co-sponsors on his tremendous, incredible pro-life bill. The problem is, neither of my senator in the state of Utah, not Orrin Hatch or Mike Lee, are on the bill. Why? Don't know. Both Idaho senators are on board. I called Mike Lee's office, and they said, well, we don't really know why he's on it. Maybe he just hasn't found out about it. Well, it's been in the hopper since January. You don't think Rand Paul could convey this stuff to Mike Lee? Ted Cruz is not on it either. Neither is Marco Rubio. And you say, what gives? I don't know. So then I said, you know what? Why don't we really get the senator on this ASAP? What do I need to do to help? They said, well, you know, if you want to interview the senator, then email. I emailed, not a single response. So I've called the senator, left him a voicemail because that's all I could do. For Rand Paul, I tried to call Rand Paul, just got voicemail, left a message, no reply, no response. Secondly, I called Senator Mike Lee's office and talked to a staffer who knew nothing about it, but then called me back and said, you can email for scheduling, and here's the email, so I emailed. So I've called Senator Mike Lee, talked to somebody, and sent an email per their request, no response, and Rand Paul, no response. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm more important than anybody else, but what I am telling you is when a nationally syndicated talk show host gets a hold of you and says, hey, number one, you're my senator, and there's a pro-life bill that I really want to know what's up with and help support, what can I do? And then when you call the senator responsible for putting the bill in the hopper, somebody who just reached out to you and others, with his own video, meaning alternative news, because he can't get traction in the main news. And a talk show host, a nationally syndicated one, you know, gets a hold of you and says, hey, man, I love this. What can I do to help? and there's zero response? Kirk Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, I'm not more important than anybody else. I'm not trying to move the needle that I'm some celebrity more important than anybody. But look, you can't deny that, you know what? We've met with Mike Lee several times. He knows me personally by face. There's no way he doesn't know me. We've worked with Rand Paul and done things for Rand Paul for a number of years, and Ron, his father, before him. We've met Ron Paul in person. I've never met Rand. And all I'm telling you is I call up and say, what can I do to help further this bill? I don't even get as much as a response, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, it's disheartening, Sam. It's certainly not what you'd hope for, but
because the issue is so critical,
it's not surprising.
We're going to move forward and keep supporting this effort, but I'm not sure what I should do next if I can't work with the people responsible for it, who reached out to me really asking for help. I'm not sure what the next steps are, and I wish they were more pro-life, but I believe they're genuine. What I believe is Rand Paul and others who get into some of these offices have gatekeepers around them, and they don't really get the truth of what's really going on the ground. I don't believe Rand Paul has fairly said, I'm not going to call Sam Bushman. Or Mike Lee has said, I'm not going to get a hold of Sam Bushman on this. I believe they're so busy, and their staffers have such gatekeeper control on them, that I don't believe either senator has had the chance to really know what Sam Bushman is even proposing, Kurt. So I'm not here to attack the senators. I'm here to attack the system that keeps the senators really away from the people. All right, the Canadian judge, the guy's name is Bernd Zabel, and he's suspended for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. We also talked about Bernie Sanders has introduced a single-payer bill and called it the Medicare for All bill. The only problem with the bill is it lacks, explaining how it would be funded. I don't know that you need that part. All you got to do is raise the debt ceiling, Bernie. I don't think you got a problem at all. Not that I agree with that idea. I'm mocking the Republicans who want to call Sanders out for saying he doesn't provide a way to fund his bill. You don't need to provide ways to fund things. You just print money and raise the debt ceiling, don't you, Kurt? That's all you got to do. If you believe in the modern-day fiat money lie and violate the Constitution, you don't need to do anything else.
It's a great point, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Good point. All right. Churches, they say, are banned from hurricane help. Now have the support of Donald Trump. Bob Unruh at WND.com writes the piece. They're partially right. Churches really want to get government money for helping with disaster relief, and that's the problem.
These particular churches, right?
Yeah, some don't, but they're not the ones being discussed in the story, Kurt.
Good point.
So when you say some churches, I'm talking about this article with this headline, and the churches in the headline in the article want government money. Now, there are people who are not in the story, as you wisely point out, that are not asking for anything, and that's the problem. They ought to be in the story, too. We ought to say there are good churches that don't want government money that are helping big time. The churches that want to be on the dole have been shut down by the Donald. Now, that would be a more accurate representation, as you wisely point out. But how come those other churches
aren't
in the
story? Well, except I wouldn't say by the Donald. I'd say by, that whole swamp monster system. I guess you can say that. He's head of it, but in my opinion, those bureaucrats are basically the ones that run things.
You're right, but who do you blame it on? Who would you like to blame it on? Who made the decision?
Well, I'd blame it on the swamp monsters that we've let allow be there for years. Well, not just
Donald
him.
Donald could have kicked him out. Kurt.
Oh, I guess so.
Who could kick him out if it's not Donald? Congress? Should I call Mike Lee again? Is that what I ought to do? What I mean is you're right on the point, Kurt, but what I'm saying is where do you point the finger? Do you just say, hey, the unnamed swamp critters are the problem, and hey, no one's really responsible to deal with the swamp critters. And ultimately, it's Sam Bushman responsible. But Sam Bushman's doing everything he can to be a solutions-oriented guy and spending his time and his energy and his money to make a difference. But Sam's to blame, even though Sam's doing everything he can. And see, where the problem is,
I think we all have a level of, I guess you could say, guilt.
Okay, so what can I do more to assuage my guilt?
1% guilt. Some of us have 100% or 200%. You know, kind of.
What can I do
to
make myself less guilty? What can I do to make myself more effective?
I think you've already said all your Hail Marys and rosaries and all that stuff.
All right, good. Well, then the point that I'm getting at is, you know, it's hard to know where to point the finger. I agree with Kurt that it's the swamp. It's not just Donald. He's right. I agree with Kurt when he says, you know, not all churches. That's right. I agree. But the not all churches, the churches that aren't asking for the dole aren't even in the story. The swamp critters have no name or face. They're just like...
Which goes to the whole, he who owns the media makes the rules.
Oh, that's a wise point. And I'm doing my best to make the rules and doing my best to have an effect to make a difference that's valuable. I'm doing everything I can. And I hope you do the same. By the way, the U.S. Congress is overwhelmingly white, male, and rich. Does that concern you?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Kurt's absolutely right. That, you know what? It's easy to point the finger in a broad brush, and you got to be careful. But I'm right in that, you know what? They've created this on purpose. There's no face, no name, no person, no group that's accountable. It's like, hey, the swamp critters, man, got us again. Poor Donald, poor Congress, poor people. Nothing we can do about it. Kind of a mentality that I'm rejecting. And I'm pointing the finger at Donald because, hey, he's the one that said he could drain the swamp, not me. And if the swamp critters are getting the Donald and funding churches with government money, in other words, not yours to give, steal money. And Donald said he could drain the swamp, and he didn't drain it, and they're stealing my money. Who am I going to blame? Well, Congress is supposed to hold the purse strings, the House of Representatives, specifically if you want to do a constitutional narrative on it. So I should blame the House. Well, who do I blame in the House? Call my congressman? I don't have one. Wait a minute. Do I have a congressman, Kurt? No, I don't. Jason Chapin is too busy chasing Fox and getting a big old paycheck. Well, I don't have a representative, do I, Kurt? Do you have one, my friend?
What's the difference with the way it was before?
Well, the difference is I could pretend I had one and call him every day. Now I can't even do that. See? So that's what I mean is I understand Kurt's point is that, look, you can't blame Donald for everything. And I get it. But who do I blame? What do I do? Oh, Sam, the government is nothing but the people and those who represent them. And those who vote for the people who represent them. You know, it's your fault, Sam. You know, ultimately, the people are responsible, Sam. And I agree with the general point, but at what point can I do more? What more can I do? I built a small media radio network. I built a small media news service. Now, when I say I don't mean that I've done it single-handedly. Many people have helped me, Kurt Crosby included. I'm not trying to take credit for it, but what I'm trying to do is, because if I start saying we, then I'm throwing Kurt under the accountability bus with myself, and I don't mean to do that. I mean to give him credit when they work on solutions with me, and I mean to take the hits singly. So there you go. But the problem is, what do I do more? What can I? What can we? What needs to happen next to do more? You'd say, well, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules. You made that point. You're right. I agree. How can I make more rules then? Well, get more media, Sam. Well, how do I get more media? I've exhausted every single resource that I personally have and then some. I mean, by hook or by crook, I can't even, you know, get anybody to help me further than they already do. The U.S. Congress is still overwhelmingly white, wealthy, and male. Now, does that concern you? Well, not really. The people have represented who elected them. But the problem is they're now attacking me of being a white supremacist, which couldn't be further from the truth. So now it's kind of like my criticism of Glenn Beck and others at times. They use their golden microphone to attack the rest of us. Now that's what Congress is doing, wrongfully so. By the way, the Salt Lake City police detective who arrested the nurse for doing her job is now going to lose his jobs. That's good news. Burger King had 2 births in 2 days. They're pro-life. That's good. Irma's wrath, that's the hurricane in Florida, means higher prices on fruit and other raw fruit and raw goods. The iPhone SE is the best deal on the market now, $350. Amazon becoming blatantly political. Liberty News Daily with the details, again, our news service, telling you that, hey, Amazon hates the rest of us. Hillary released her book. Half the reviews were positive, half were negative. And, well, Amazon just removed all the negative views. Censorship at an all-time high in America. Again, he who owns the media and an expanded he who owns the matrix makes the rules. Because you know what? I guess Amazon owns some media, but they control some of the biggest websites and shopping networks in the world. They make the rules too now, don't they? Americans growing tired of being lectured by elites, no doubt with good reason. Obama's top campaign ad firm got nearly $60 million in contracts after he got elected. Richard Polak with the story, and all I'm telling you is this is an example where, you know what, we need to look into, start an investigation into Barack Hussein, but Donald doesn't have the stomach for it, neither does the swamp, neither does Congress, so nothing will be done. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available on demand if you have an interest. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. In a series of tweets, Donald Trump denied that he made a deal with Democrats on immigration, Kurt. Now, I guess it all depends on how you define made a deal. He didn't quite make a deal, but he came out with several, quote, positioning statements, and so did the Democrats, signaling that the Republicans have been bypassed for a do-nothing Republican Congress, signaling that Donald and the Democrats might break the, quote, stall or filibuster or do-nothingness, whatever words you want to use. So Donald's saying, you know what, we're probably going to talk about amnesty. We're going to talk about the border wall later. The conservative base for the Donald that are hardcore immigration or illegal immigration folks are now angry as could be. Ann Coulter leading the charge. No amnesty is a good amnesty, writes Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter tweets, who doesn't want Trump impeached? Donald tweets, the wall will come later. And Trump wonders who would not want to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. The battle's on, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, responding to the whole thing, he's finding there's a whole lot more, I guess you could say, negotiating that's needed in Washington, D.C. And the sad thing is, so many times you have to compromise so much to ever get, well, almost anything that you have on your list done. It does highlight this whole idea that it's kind of silly, the whole party thing. You know, because there's so many different kinds of individuals that have so many different needs, if you will.
So I disagree, ladies and gentlemen, with the Republicans on this one. I agree with Donald. These are do-nothing Republicans. The insiders have betrayed us. I've told you that since the day they got elected. In fact, I told you before they got elected that the Republican, quote, double down, or all we got to do is get more Republicans in office, would not be the answer. I warned of that, and now I'm telling you that it's come true. And I even warned of that back in the days when we, you know, thought we were going to get something done with the 96 freshman revolution. They thought it was going to be incredible. It was epic. It was what George Bush and Newt Gingrich and those guys back then, right? I warned you and said they'd do nothing then, too. Same is all true. Now, here's the bottom line, though. Ann Coulter's going ballistic and wants the Donald impeached now. Why? Because she feels that they've been betrayed on amnesty. And so she says, no amnesty is the only good amnesty. Now, Kurt, the problem with words, labels, terms like amnesty is they're so fuzzy, I don't even know what they mean, Kurt. What does amnesty mean?
Well, like you say, it's at all, I mean, one individual's way of doing it or saying it, you know, would be, hey, those DACA people, you know, the children that were brought here by their parents and have been here for a lot of years and have been living model citizens' lives, then they're okay. But, you know, the other ones aren't. But, you know, to me, that's all part of the whole, you know, you start with one, you're going to get more, and then you're going to get more people coming.
And that's Ann Coulter's point, is that any amnesty will be expanded into complete amnesty. I don't agree with her point, but that's her take. My real question is, set aside the Donald Trump, you know, working with the Democrats, because I don't care about party. Working with anybody's a good idea. But the idea of who doesn't want Donald impeached or no amnesty is the only good amnesty. The wall will come later. Trump wonders who wouldn't want to give amnesty to illegal immigrants. Now, I guess I'm just saying all that's rhetoric and buzzword and divisionary discussions, Kurt. And I guess I'm saying I don't like these labels that just frame the argument into no discussion land. Is that a term that ought to be used? What happens is you say amnesty or no amnesty. Now you've created the Hegelian dialectic, Kurt, where I've got choice A and choice B, and I'm not really for either plan because I don't even know what amnesty or, quote, illegal or immigration or legal amnesty even means. What I mean by that is it depends on how it's written for who, Kurt. And I agree it could be expanded to drive a truck through. Ann's right for the warning. But if we say no amnesty, in other words, we're not going to look the other way. Nobody's going to get a pass. Fine. What is the penalty, legally speaking, now for breaking the law, Kurt? And the answer is we don't know because the law has been unenforced or not enforced for so long, it's hard to know what the real law is. Because there is some type of law or idea in law that says if you ignore a law so long, it's hard to call it the law. So what is the law? And what should be done? Is there a way forward? If you believe in Ann, you just impeach the Donald, put Mike Pence in charge, and now what have we got?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Many older Americans remember growing up with comic books. They were meant to delight and entertain, many of them cartoons filled with stories of adventure and characters such as Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, along with Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. Most of them extol the virtues of the American way. However, in the last few years, some comic books have been changing. They have been vehicles for propaganda directed at children. The most recent example, some say, is a Superman comic showing the hero protecting illegal immigrants from violent white supremacists. Some of what some people call the Hollywood elite, who are raising money for humanitarian aid, may also be using their lectures as opportunities to attack the president. These are the same Hollywood stars who told Americans that if they voted for President Trump, they would be racist, sexist, Islamophobic. ESPN so-called sportscasters have been lecturing Americans on the need for gun control. They are anti-police and treat citizens like peasants. The mainstream media can be even worse in some areas. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
What I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is I can't stand this idea on all these topics, whether it's tax reform, whether it's, immigration, whether it's the border wall, whether it's, shutting down government health care, which I'm in support of all these ideas. But what I don't like is there's no way forward. Ann Coulter writes a big, huge article, Kurt. No amnesty is the only good amnesty. And what does that mean? And what solution, what way forward is in her article, Kurt? And the answer is I don't see none. I don't see any. None at all. There's not a single answer, not a single solution. Now, if you say no amnesty, which I'm having a hard time knowing what that term even means, then what does that mean? Everybody who's illegally here needs to flat out leave the country. There's no other way. There's just no other way. And if that's the case, what value is it to take people who are not criminals and force them to leave? How much money is that going to cost? What is that going to do to the employers that are depending on them in America who you can debate shouldn't be? I get it. But what's going to happen? How much money is going to be spent to those incredible disruptions to family, to life? You got 12 to 30 million illegal immigrants in America today. We've waited so long. Since the last Ronald Reagan, by the way, amnesty, that we've created the problem. Is there responsibility on the side of the government and the people to let this go on so long? And is the problem so big and so massive because of the illegals that are here or because of our inept leaders and their wonky policy, to lack a better term, so far? In other words, how much responsibility is on the law that I'm not even sure what it is? Now, what's that term called, Kurt, when there's not a law, but we do something, or there is a law, but we don't do something? I'll give you an example. A man and a woman are together. They have children together. They're together for a long time. They never get married, but at some point they say, well, they're common law married, and laws apply as if they are married. I don't know what that's called. Or if there's a law, but you don't back the law for so long, it's like the law that never was. It's like you can't expect people to obey this. This is the way it is forever. Is there a term for those things, Kurt? I've heard that stuff before, but I don't know the legal language. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a mere less than articulate talk show host at this point. Do you know what that's called at all?
I'm not really sure of the question.
All right, so there's ways. Let's say this. If you're not married, but you have a child together and you live together for a long time, they treat you as if you're married. What is that called? It's not a law.
Common law marriage.
Yeah, but what's that process where we say, even though you never got married, we're going to treat you as such? Or sometimes if there's laws that are never enacted, if you squat on land for a certain amount of time, instantly, over time, it becomes your land because no one challenged you, right? You lay claim to that land. Anyway, I don't know what the term is for what I'm saying. But what I'm getting at is that what's the law on immigration, Kurt? Joe Arpaio would try to find out if somebody was illegal and deport them. Yeah. And they literally were going to put him in jail for that. But at the same time, the United States federal government is supposed to have immigration laws. And if we're going to say they're here illegally, there must be some law that makes it illegal to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not illegal, I mean, if it's illegal to be here, but it's not illegal to know that you're here, what does that mean? When you have whole cities funded by the federal government that have granted amnesty or granted, what do they call those cities? Sanctuary cities? Okay, what does all that mean? Where does the law stand? And right now the laws are so confused in America that I don't even know what the law is. Now, some attorney might be able to lay it out, but what happens when it's, you can lay out the, quote, details of the law, or the regulations according to the law, but none of them are ever obeyed, and they haven't been obeyed for my whole lifetime. Now what does that mean? And so I'm saying we at some point need to start somewhere. Where do we start? And I say we start with a very narrow group of people and say, what are we going to do with them? If we say no amnesty, meaning we're not just going to look the other way, fine. Let's take the most narrow group. Ready? That is those who are still children. Now, DACA needs to be thrown out because they, you know, kind of raised the number up to 36 years old for some of these people. All right, let's just take those who are under 18, minors, who are in the United States illegally. And we could start with a very piecemeal, very limited scope legislative reality to deal with these people one step at a time. It's the only way forward that I see that makes any sense. How can we be kind? How can we be Christian? How can we sort out the laws? How can we find a way forward? How can we do so with honor and integrity? But how can we do so in a way that protects America? See, the big fear of a lot of the anti-immigration folks is, hey, America's going to cease to be white. Well, at what point is it an immigration discussion versus a self-preservation for certain races discussion? And, okay, this thing is so convoluted, I think that Donald's already in quicksand, Kurt. And what I mean by that is what's going to happen is they're going to ignore the extremes like Ann Coulter and call them racist because no amnesty is the only good amnesty, kind of an idea. And they're going to move forward, and the Democrats and the Donald are going to basically grant amnesty is what's going to happen. I think Donald will find traction and find a way forward on this. I'll tell you why. The Democrats seem to be able to get things done. And when the Democrats have a Republican president, and they have all kinds of state leaders that are backing them, including some of the biggest states in the union, like California, that are all aboard to grant amnesty. I'm afraid the Republicans are going to be sidelined and lose their whole positioning over this, Kurt. And the sad part is we won't find an appropriate way forward. We'll paint with a broad brush, as Ann warns we will. And then the Republicans will own amnesty, even though they weren't for it, but they got kind of sidelined in the process. The quicksand is amongst us, is my humble opinion. What is the way forward? I already painted the way. A very narrow definition of a real minor, innocent immigrant. That's where we could start, but I don't see that we will. Any other comments on this, Kurt?
I don't see what else to add, Sam.
But when Ann Coulter and Donald Trump are now battling and Donald Trump sitting down with Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you know that it's getting crazy.
Well, that's right. You've got, for example, you've got the Washington Post with their headline. And remember, the Washington Post, who owns that? As far as I understand, isn't that Bezos?
I can't remember which post is owned by who, but, you know.
Anyway.
I think you're right.
The headline reads, Ann Coulter called Trump an emperor god. Now she calls him the worst negotiator. You know, anyway, they're stirring it up, and I mean, bottom line is there's There's reason for it. You've got Ross Story with Morning Joe Cackles in Delight as Ann Coulter, author of In Trump We Trust, cries over, you know, what's going on. Then you've got Daily Beast, Ann Coulter on Trump, I bet on a loser.
Does anybody have a peaceful way forward like Sam Bushman's articulating, Kurt? Does anybody? Because I'm the only one laying out a very cogent, logical, appropriate plan. And this whole idea comes from the single-page, single-issue bill that we've talked about. Single up, down, clear bills with accountability and very narrow scope. We've talked about this over and over and over. Single-issue bills, single-page bills, one-item up, down, vote, clear bills. You start with a very narrow scope and you say, what do we do with the innocent minors first? Can we find a way forward on that? Or can we find a way forward on the elderly, somebody who may be over 60 years old in an America illegally? Can't we start there? There are ways to narrow the scope and start on this, Kurt. And there are ways to sideline the extremes, come back with a Christian common sense solution. What are the ways forward? Any idea? I think there's a lot of ways forward. But I don't see a single person articulating ways forward like I am. Let me give you an example. Take any American, or take any person that's here illegally if they're not a criminal. They have no criminal activity whatsoever. If they have a sponsor or a job or an employer or somebody at their church that will guarantee they're not on the dole, why can't we work on a way for them to stay, Kurt? See, there's a way forward that could frame this argument. Is anybody putting together a real solid plan that makes sense, that could bring people aboard, that's slow and methodical and follows the principles that we've taught for so long? That Congress is in charge of the purse strings, that any bill that relates to money starts in the House, that the House could narrowly define up-down votes and declare who's who along the way. Is there anybody articulating ways forward, Kurt, that you see? I see a lot of anger, a lot of hate, a lot of firing back and forth at everybody. Primarily, the tool of choice for this is Twitter, circumventing the mainstream press in a way. But in a way, backing into the mainstream press's divisionary narrative. Is there anybody with real broad desire, but singular, narrow scope, focus for solutions, Kurt, here?
Do you see anybody? Think your real question is anybody like that being promoted? Is anybody's message like that being brought out?
That's a great point, because there might be a dozen of them, but we don't know about them, huh? It's a great point.
That's right.
Interesting. But I don't see anybody that's taking the national stage or that has any sway that's putting together a cogent plan. Liberty Roundtable Live.
He owns the media, makes the rules.
Isn't even Steve King attacking the Donald now, Kurt? Check it out.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around in or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy, and then you're vomiting in the bathroom, and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid, because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer, and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt Crosby's right. I don't see a single person being promoted that has solutions or ideas and a way forward. One of the things that they're doing is signaling. Donald says there's no deal. He's factually correct, but in my opinion, a little disingenuous. He's really sending a message to the Republicans saying, you're going to be sidelined, folks. You better come to the table. He's also playing games with if he's really for amnesty or not. Over 59 times, he was against amnesty on the campaign trail. Now he says through the White House that he's always been for amnesty. And, well, why wouldn't we want to grant amnesty to illegals? The problem is Ann Coulter calling Donald Trump an emperor god. Now she calls him the worst negotiator. Writes an author named Callum Borchers or Borchers. I don't know how to say. Anyway, Ann Coulter tweets, who doesn't want Donald to be impeached? Trump now tweets, the wall will come later. But I don't see anybody with solutions, folks. And somehow, if we're going to go forward, we've got to stop the attacks. We've got to lead with an idea of civility. Okay? And these labels are the biggest problem. This amnesty word. A lot of these terms that are being used. Look, Donald wants a way forward. Donald wants tighter border security. I agree with him. And I think there's a lot of people that agree with that. We need to do something about the immigration problem. That's beyond debate. So why don't we find ways to do those things in a non-hostile way? I got an idea. What if we separate the criminals from the squeaky clean folks? And the squeaky clean folks can have an employer, a family member, a loved one, create a bond. In other words, you can get bonded for a fee, right? You do it with, they do this for people like a bail bondsman, do this when somebody's in jail to bond them out. Hey, we'll let you go free, but if you leave or bail or cause a problem, we're going to hold the bonder or the bondholder accountable. Okay, we could do a similar thing where we have, as long as you've got a sponsor, as long as you've got a stable way here not to be on the government dole, and you're not a criminal, we're going to create a way for you to stay here and not disrupt your family. So a father that has a good job and has created a stable life for him and his family and has an employer that will vouch for him could stay here with his children. Oh, we might have some penalty. There's going to be some hoops to jump through. It's not complete amnesty, but it is an intentional way forward that makes sense. We've got to start on this. Why do I spend so much time on it? Because I don't see a single solution being promoted. And this is Solutions Radio. Okay? The problem is I don't see anybody with solutions that have any viability here. I don't want a Ronald Reagan, we grant amnesty to a bunch of people and then we don't fix the problem going forward. We've got to change immigration law to be kind, gentle, patient, Christian, but at the same time protect America from terrorism and from enemies of freedom and from criminals. There's got to be a fine line there. There's got to be a way forward that's productive and safe and honorable and moral and right. And you know where I'd start for a lot of these ideas, Kurt? I would start with accountability in the churches. I would start with the private sector in terms of, look, there could be groups that could make sure that someone doesn't end up on the dole, that if you're in America, you're going to get a start by somebody who has a vested interest, like an employer, like a church, like a neighbor, like somebody who's willing to be on the hook for somebody else's behavior and actions and well-being until they can get a start in the freest country on the face of the earth. There's ways to do this in the private sector and ensure stability, ensure we're rewarding those who are good, honest people and rejecting those who are criminals. There is a fine line that can be drawn that I think even the churches would go along with. Now, some are saying the wall, or Donald is saying the wall will come later. Some are saying Donald's going to back away from the wall and not build the wall at all. He's going to start talking about an electronic wall. He really ran on the wall because he knew it would be successful, but he doesn't really want to build a wall at all. Some are saying now he's going to back into what is a wall. We've got 50 different kinds of walls. The most effective would be an electronic wall. would be a digital security wall. We don't need to build a physical wall, Kurt. So he's going to start showing some pretty sections of the wall that he's rebuilt. In other words, upgraded and rebuilt as, hey, this is the physical part that's necessary in certain locations along this wall. But for the most part, it'll be a cobble together of a variety of walls. Some physical, some virtual, some digital, some. And Donald's not really going to build the wall that he promised to build. That's the latest. What do you think, Kurt? When Donald's wondering who wouldn't want to give amnesty to the immigrants, the wall will come later. It's hard to say that he's not going in that direction. You want to respond to that?
You know, one thing that's interesting to me about this whole deal is when you look at all the stories about it, you know, whether it's, you know, I mean, there's a boatload of them that even include Hannity now. There's a number of places that you can read that it says Trump denies that there is a deal. So, I will say this.
It all depends on how you define deal, sure, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. It sure is amazing how many, I mean, it's been a while since we talked about Ann Coulter, but she is certainly front and center now on, you know, a lot of sites, if you will.
Part is she's getting so much coverage and so much promo with not a single solution, just hardcore attacks. That's kind of my problem with it.
And if you say that kind of stuff, though, I mean, it's just like the guys who don't want to have, the judges doing deals and stuff like that. But judges and lawyers make money when people are upset with each other.
That's right.
And controversial
rhetoric. Conversation,
I guess you could say, yeah,
ideas
know, without real solutions is, well, kind of the old
worthless.
If it bleeds, it leads kind of stuff, but that's what gets put on the front page.
Yep. Now I'm critical, not really of Anne as a person. I'm critical of her attacking Donald with no solutions. Okay, and my reason for that is to talk about the solutions. Who is going to move us to solutions here? Who can find a way forward? Who can create, who can be not a debater, but a debate maker? Because in that healthy debate, there could be solutions, Kurt. That's my purpose. That's my goal. That's my desire for accomplishment. I want to be a debate maker. I want to battle this out in ways that are non-attacking each other, but solutions-oriented. So this no amnesty, I want to stop the labels, first of all. And I want to talk about ways forward. Who would consider finding a way for the good guys to stay? Now, here's the question. Are there any good guys? So I would like to ask Ann Coulter on a public forum, are there any illegals that are good guys? Or are they all equally bad? Because if they're all equally bad and there's no good guys, then we know where she stands. But I submit to you that there are a lot of good guys illegally in America. They're your neighbors. They're the ones that feed you Mexican food when you're eating out. They're the ones that come and mow your lawn. They're the ones that, I mean, they're everywhere. And many of them are great people with a desire to have a great family and a great life. Do those exist in the minds of people like Ann Coulter that are immigration or anti-immigration hawks? And what way forward would those hawks propose? No amnesty, fine. What's the way forward?
Now, I would make sure, you know, just like you said, to we gotta avoid these labels, you know, when you call Ann Coulter an anti-immigration hawk, you know, at least in my opinion, she's an anti-illegal immigration hawk. I've never heard her say that she didn't want, you know, good people that came through the system properly, you know, accepted into America. But, you know, this whole idea that we're supposed to have laws and that they should be upheld, or if they're not going to be upheld, we should change them, is a key part to this issue.
I agree.
This whole deal that says that for years we've basically done a wink and a nod and not really kept these laws the way they should be. And then you get somebody like Sheriff Joe who tries to, you know, enforce them, and you get some judges who say, hey, you know, this is out of control.
And I've already articulated what's the law, right? Your point's right. However, here's the question, though. If we don't say that Ann is an anti-immigration hawk, then what do we say for a way forward? How do we define this?
Well,
how do we discuss this?
I said to say anti-illegal immigration hawk, because that would be what I'd understand.
Okay, so we're talking about minors, just say, who are here illegally, who didn't choose to even come here, per se. Now, Ann says no amnesty is the only good amnesty. Now, how do we work with that in a constructive way that would move us forward?
Well, and the other problem that I can see, I heard, I don't know if it was McConnell talking about this.
Little Mitch.
You know, but he, it might have been Louis Gohmert. Anyway, the bottom line was he said, hey, man, you make any kind of comment about, hey, some of this stuff being sort of okay, or that we're going to look the other way, or that there might be a little bit of a window, and you basically get a flood of people trying to come in. And he said one of the keys that worried him is not only do some come in illegally, but how many people die just trying to make it here. And he says that's something that's, you know, they've got to recognize when you make those comments.
All right, I want you to look up a column that Ann Coulter wrote. You can look it up. We'll discuss it. Ann Coulter, it's not just illegal immigration that's the problem. It's all. She wrote an article. You can go look it up. And let's see what she says. We can discuss this next hour. I know this sounds like a derailed topic, and we're not getting into a lot of other news. My problem here is there's nobody articulating solutions that make any sense. There's not a single way forward. And the problem is, in that vacuum of ideas, you're going to have the elites cobble something together that no one's going to like, no one's going to be happy with at all, and there's not going to be a constitutional reality on the table. That's my fear, and that's the reason that we focus on this so much. It's all immigration, says Ann Coulter. We'll talk about it next hour. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Kurt, News the Network Refused to Use, straight ahead. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth. Will you help us? This nation shall endure.